It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Parkway High School. We're here on a Thursday night as our Lady Indians will take on the Lady Panthers. And the JV game finished a few minutes ago. Our Indians were scrapping along, but they got behind early, ended up losing 48-30. And I had some technical problems and moving stuff around a little bit, so I didn't get to watch a whole bunch of it, so I didn't get to see who scored points and who didn't, so I can't help you out there, but we scrapped hard, and I know what the way it usually goes. We have several JV players that regularly play on the varsity team, so some of our best players do not play the whole JV game, so they're getting some playing time on the JV. I believe they're allowed to play six quarters per night, so there's a couple of them. I know Cameron Mullenkamp and McKenna Hulskamp play a lot of varsity, so they don't play a lot of JV. They'll play two quarters, and that'll be it. I know those two best players, freshmen, good-looking future for our Indians, but right now it's gives the JV a little bit of a problem, but also gives the varsity a boost. So our Indians come in at one win, four losses, and the Parkway Panthers come in at two wins, one loss, according to their book. So we'll see how this goes tonight. I know both teams can be pretty scrappy. If somebody gets hot, gets open and gets hot for either team, you know, that can make a huge difference in the game. And for us, that's usually Callie Wendell. If she can get open and be hot, we have a real good chance of winning a game. But if they're all over her and somebody else doesn't step up, that can be a problem for us. So we'll see how it goes. And I don't know the best players on the Parkway Panther Lady Panthers team, but over the years, they've been the same way. If they have some shooters, and if you leave them open and they get a little bit warm, it can make a whole bunch of difference in the game. So I think this is going to be a very competitive game tonight. So we'll see how it all comes out. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back and go over a couple of things and see how what we have coming up the rest of the week. Be back in just a minute.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Panther Gymnasium, where we're still a couple of minutes away from the introductions and so forth. National anthem and that. I'm looking down at the floor. I recognize several officials, but I don't know their names except for, now I can't think of his name. He does some announcing for WOSN from, I believe, the Spencerville area, and I cannot think of his name. I'll come up with it a little later. But a little over a minute to go here, and so let's go over some of the things coming up this week. So tomorrow, the boys will be hosting Parkway. That'll be our first boys MAC game. Tonight is the girls' second MAC game. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and probably Jordan Winter. And that'll be connected with the NFHS video. And it'll be student appreciation night. Saturday, the boys will be at Ansonia going down to see Tony Overton. That'll be a simulcast of WPGW. We'll be back right after the national anthem.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Welcome back to Parkway. And Lady Indians and the Lady Panthers are getting ready to square off here. Introductions are going on now. And right now it looks like for the Lady Panthers, it'll be Bryn Shane-Leben. She's a 5'7" sophomore. Audrey Nichols, who is a 5'7" senior. Adria Miller is a 5'7" junior. Paige Williamson, a 5'7" senior. And Megan Hughes, a 5'10" freshman. And as you might imagine, she is the daughter of boys coach Doug Hughes. Boys coach Doug Hughes and Lynn Ben Hughes. And there's competitive and athletic genes in her. And if she's like her brother and sister before her, she's going to be tough. So haven't seen her play. I believe I saw her playing on the volleyball team, but I'm not sure, did not remember her. But 5'10", everybody else on their team is 5'7", all of the starters. So for the Indians, it'll be Carly Niekamp. She's a 5'11", junior, excuse me. And then it will be Callie Wendell, a 5'5", senior. And Sage Luthold, a 5'10" senior. Kennedy Mullenkamp, a 6-foot junior. And McKenna Hulskamp, a 5'4" freshman. And she was one of the young ladies who I was talking about that, if she would have been playing on the JV full time, we would have probably had a good chance to win that game. But she played two quarters. And so she can play on the varsity, and she's been doing extremely well, especially for a freshman. But she's just a good all-around smart player, good ball handler, knows what's going on. That's kind of rare for a freshman. So anyway, we're getting ready to tip off, and it will be Sage Luthold, and she'll be going against Megan Hughes. And it's listed at 5'10". She looks every bit of that, maybe a little taller. So we'll see how that goes. Tip goes. Sage gets it, tips it back to Carly. Carly gets it to Kennedy across center court. She dribbles to the top of the key, flips to Callie. She's wide open for three, missed it. And rebound to the Lady Panthers. And it'll be, let's see, I've got wrong names here somehow. Adria Miller shoots it up, no good. And long rebound to the Panthers, and they'll reset it again. And I'll go over into the corner. Williamson over to, I missed who she's got it to because I can't see their ponytails are in the way. That was McKenna Hillscamp with the rebound. Still 0-0 minute into the game. Hillscamp gets it out to Carly. She gets it to Callie, top of the key, over to Kennedy on the right side of the key. She dribbles down into the corner to Sage. She dribbles back out to the foul line. Gets to McKenna at the top of the key, over to Carly on the left key, on the left wing, I should say. And it's tipped away, and she tries to, it's going out of bounds. She tried to throw it back at the Panthers, and they grabbed it, and so they'll bring it down court. And it will be Paige Williamson dribbling down. Gets it over to Bryn Shane-Lebin. She dribbles in, kicks it back out to Hughes, and she gets it over to Adria Miller. Shot is missed. Bounced around, and it looks like it's going to be a foul on the Indians. And it looks like that will be on maybe Kennedy. I couldn't tell exactly who they called that on. Oh, yep, that's Kennedy, her first, team's first this quarter. And first foul shot up and good for, I believe that's Hughes. She'll have her second shot. That's up and bounces around, no good. Sage Luthold with a rebound to Callie. Up ahead to Kennedy. She dribbles down in the right corner. Back out to Callie on the right wing. She'll kick it out to Carly at the top of the key. She puts one up, no good. Kennedy with a rebound, and she puts it back up and in, and the Indians lead 2-1. 6 minutes to go, or 6 minutes left here in quarter number one. And Panthers bring it down. Get it to Hughes, over to Shane-Lebin. She drives in, and it's tipped away by the Indians. And it'll be Panthers ball out of bounds. And they get it into Hughes. She dribbles around the key, goes to the left side, and partially blocked. Kennedy with it. Callie on the left. She dribbles down in the corner, comes back out. Kennedy at the top of the key. Three-pointer up, no good. And it's rebound by the Lady Panthers. I believe that's Williamson. And, yep, she's out at the top of the key. She fires a quick shot. It goes around the rim, off the backboard, and in. So that's a three-pointer for her, and it's 4-2 in favor of the Lady Panthers. Callie Wendell has it on the right wing. She gets it out to Kennedy Mullenkamp at the top of the key to Sage Luthold. Back to Callie. She dribbles in, tries to get it to Carly, and not a great pass. There was way too much traffic for that to work, and ends up in a jump ball, and alternate possession will go to the Lady Panthers. So they'll trigger it in. It'll be Paige Williamson. She'll bring it up. She gets across, gets it to over in the corner, and back out to Hughes, and Williamson goes and grabs it just before it got out of bounds. And she goes way out past the volleyball line. She gets it over to Hughes on the left wing. She gets it out to Audrey Nichols at the top of the key. Into Hughes. She dribbles in. And a nice move inside and off the glass and in for a nice layup. 6-2, Lady Panthers. So it is McKenna with Basketball over to Sage. Carly, she tries to dribble in and tries to get a shot up. Can't, and it's going to be a foul on number 14, Audrey Nichols. That'll be her first, team's first. And Callie will trigger it in for our Indians under our own basket. And she gets it out to Carly at the foul line. To McKenna. She goes inside. Again, too much traffic to get it inside, and it's tipped away by the Lady Panthers. They get quickly ahead to Adria Miller. And over on the left wing, didn't see who shot it, but up and no good. And a rebound by the Lady Panthers, and that is Adria Miller, foul on McKenna Hulskamp, and that will be her first, team's second of the quarter. And they'll be taking it out under their own basket. They throw it out to the foul line, and Miller runs it down, gets it to Hughes way out at the volleyball line. Very good ball handler. Wow. She's a lot like Kennedy Mullenkamp. Tall and can handle the ball really well. So missed the shot. We come down, lose the ball, and they'll bring it down. That is Paige Williamson again. She gets it over on the right wing. They'll drive in and can't get a shot off. Kicks it back out. And it'll be Adrian Miller going inside. Ball on the floor. Big scrum. Kennedy Mullenkamp grabs it. And they're going to call a jump ball. So this one will go to the Indians. So we'll go the length of the floor. And Carly will inbound the ball to Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it up. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left here in quarter number one. Kennedy gets it over to Callie on the right wing. Kennedy out past the volleyball line. McKenna back to Kennedy, over to Callie on the right wing. A three-pointer up and off the rim and up again, off the backboard and into the hoop. 6-5, Indians trail by a point now. And it'll be Paige Williamson bringing it up for the Lady Panthers. She crosses center court. Kennedy's on her, and she'll get it to Hughes on the left corner and tipped away, trying to get it inside to, I believe that was Adria Miller. And tipped away by the Indians, so the Lady Panthers will take it out of bounds under their own basket. I believe that's Paige Williamson triggering it in and into number 14, Audra Nichols. And back out on the left wing, dribbles over to the right wing, and it's out at the top of the key, fakes a shot for Hughes, and she'll go down low, tries to get a shot off, goes up, off the rim, and it was going to go out of bounds. Carly tipped it back and tipped it to them. McKenna steals it out at center court, goes on down, and she misses the layup. Kennedy gets a rebound. She misses the layup, and it bounces twice off of them and comes to Sage. And we have Callie shooting from the another one. But this one, she literally had her foot on the volleyball line. So that's probably a 25-footer that she just made. And the Indians lead 8-6. The Lady Panthers have it. It'll be Hughes. She dribbles down to the corner, kicks it to Audra Nichols. Out to, I believe that was Shane Levin that shot it from the three-point line and missed it. Rebound Indians. And we go down. McKenna with a layup, and it bounced everywhere except through the hole. Indians with the rebound. Callie has it. Carly out at the top of the key. She dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Callie. Callie will shoot one again, and that one's off. And it was rebound by Carly. She went up strong, but she was fouled as she went up. And see who that one is on. That's the second team foul for the Lady Panthers, and that was on Megan Hughes, and that's her first. So Callie at the line. She gets another one, and it is 9-6. Callie with 6 points here in the first quarter. I was thinking she had more than that. 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that has to be right. So, excuse me, that's Carly. No wonder it wasn't coming out right. This is Carly. So she gets both of them, and the Indians lead 10-6. We've scored 8 straight points on the Lady Panthers. Minute 15 left here in quarter number one, and get to Hughes on the left wing. She gets it down in the corner to Nichols. Back to Hughes down in the corner, and tipped by the Indians, trying to pass it under the basket across court. Really tough pass. So that, of course, didn't work. Paige Williamson's triggering it in. She gets it to Hughes. Hughes gets it to Adrian Miller. She'll dribble to the left wing. Hughes out at the top of the key. She'll drive in. Kicks it over to Nichols in the corner. She drives in. Kicks it back out to Miller. She goes in, makes a nice move, but way short. And looks like we knocked it out of bounds after it came off the backboard. So it'll be their ball inbounds. And it's over to the left wing, out to Hughes at the top of the key. And it'll be up, a three-pointer, no good. Kennedy with a rebound. She gets it ahead to Callie. Callie will try to do a bounce pass over to Carly. Again, too many people in between there, and it never got to Carly at all. It just got kicked out of bounds by the Lady Panthers. Indians with 30 seconds left will take it out under our own basket. Callie Wendell will throw it into Kennedy Mullenkamp near the basket. She puts it up and should have gone in, and it did not. And on the rebound, it looks like it will be a foul on the Indians. And I don't see who that was on. Maybe it wasn't a foul. So, okay. So they got things all screwed up. They had the buzzer went off. We had a player to go in, and that would be Hughes's cousin, Bridget Holman. And so she's in for the Indians. 19 seconds left. Nice move by Hughes. Goes in, lays it in, and it's 10-8. Indians still lead. 12 seconds left. Callie has the ball. Crosses center court. 8 seconds. 7. And she's trying to get somebody to get set up, and that's not happening. She's going to go over, try to get it inside. That didn't happen at all. And that's the end of quarter number one. Indians lead 10-8. We'll be back in just a minute.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Mary Kalane's has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Mary Kalane's gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Mary Kalane's. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Mary Kalane's. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Mary Kalane's and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Mary Kalane's gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to Parkway High School. We're heading into the second quarter. Indians leading 10-8, and Parkway will have the ball to start it off. The Indians were down 6-2 with about, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We outscored them 8-0 to take a 10-6 lead, and then Hughes made a nice shot in the last 20 seconds or so to make the score 10-8. Parkway has out at the top of the key, dribbles it out past the foul line, gets it over to Audra Nichols, and then gets it down to Hughes inside. She makes a nice move, short on the basket, and a little fight for the rebound, and nobody ever really had a good hand on it, and it just kind of went out of bounds, and it'll be Indians' ball. Carly gets it into Callie. A little bit of pressure by the Lady Panthers. Williamson on Callie, and they probably should be. She hasn't made every shot, but she's been pretty hot. And Carly was dribbling into the lane and got a foul, and that's a foul on Paige Williamson. I believe that's her second, team's first of the quarter. If I get a chance, I'll kind of explain the new foul rules. The one and one is gone. Each quarter, the fouls reset. Callie gets it into McKenna. She gets it over to Carly, to Hughes over in the left wing. McKenna in the left corner. That's off. Almost gets her own rebound, but taken by by Adrian Miller and down to their end. They lose it. And Bridget Homan drives in, length of the court, can't make the shot, and she tries again. I think she got fouled, but no call. And her cousin Megan Hughes, gets that rebound. She gets it underneath to Adrian Miller. She goes up, but it's off and comes back down and goes off of one of their players, and it'll be Indians ball going the length of the court. And they have Hughes on Callie Wendell. There's about 6 or 8 inches of difference in that. And Hughes, even though she's very tall, is very agile, so she probably can keep up with Callie. That was knocked away, and Indians will take it out on the side there. We're still not across center court, but Callie waves everybody to go on across, and she'll dribble across. She'll dribble to the left side. She puts up a runner. And looks like they're going to call a foul. That will be a foul on Callie. Call an offensive foul. I didn't even notice all that much contact. So that'll be her first foul and the first foul for the Indians this quarter. Hughes with almost a three-pointer from the left side. Misses it. McKenna gets a rebound but can't hang on to it. And fought for, tipped away, and the Parkway Panthers get a shot from the right corner. Rebound Hughes, and she'll put it up. I think that was Miller puts it up. Rebound Indians, and it is Callie out. And it's gets it to Carly. She makes a nice move inside. Fakes to her left, goes to her right, and off the glass and in. 12-8. First points here. Took two minutes and 15 seconds for anybody to score. 12-8 Indians. And it is Shane Levin over to Adrian Miller. She tries to make a bounce pass, and McKenna steals it and dribbles it off her own foot and goes out of bounds. So it'll be the Panthers' ball under their own basket. They get it into, I believe that's Williamson, and she'll bring it across the lane, and Hughes, she goes inside, but they can't get a shot off. Back outside, and over to Hughes on the left side, tries to get to the basket and can't, and they're going back and forth, passing it out there on the perimeter now. Hughes makes a nice drive toward the basket, kicks it out to the left wing, and it's up and in for Adria Miller, and it is 12-11. Indians still with a lead, under 5 minutes here in quarter number two left, and it'll be McKenna getting it to Sage. She'll drive. That was Homan. She gets it across to Sophia Guggenbiller. She gets it out to Homan, and she puts up a three, no good. Fought for the rebound, and it is taken by the Lady Panthers, and they'll go in, and our girl had position. You can probably hear that the Panther fans didn't appreciate that call. It probably was a good call. She definitely ran into, I didn't see which player, whether she was set is what they are debating. So that was on Adria Miller, her first, team's second. Callie will bring the ball across center court, and she'll throw a runner up, no good. Guggenbiller with a rebound and tries to throw it back out through a rifle to her teammate that was only about 5 feet away. So went right through her hands and off the scorer's table. So it'll be the Panthers' ball. Indians lead 12-10. 4:16 left here in quarter number two. And we're going to put Sage Leuthold in. Kennedy Mullenkamp will come out. And also, she's staying in, and so she came back in. Sophia is going out, and McKenna is out. So I'll try to recap who we have here. It's Carly, Callie, Sage, Bridget Homan, and Kennedy Mullenkamp. So the Panthers have the ball. It's Adrian Miller. She kicks it out to, I believe that was Paige Williamson. Yep. So that was a three-pointer, and the Panthers lead 13-12. We try to do a bounce pass under the basket, and nobody touched it. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll be the Lady Panthers' ball. It gives them a chance to build on their lead that they just got back. Their last lead was at 6-4. And it'll be Hughes dribbling over to the right corner, goes inside, tries to get it to Paige Williamson, and knocked away and off of one of the Lady Panthers. So it'll be Carly getting it into Kennedy, back to Carly. They need to be thinking about getting across center court. They do. But it's stolen by Adria Miller. But in the process, she traveled with the ball. So a lucky break there for the Indians. So in front of the scorer's table on our end of the court, it'll be Carly getting it into Callie. Over to Kennedy on the left wing, down in the corner to Bridget. And back out to Callie at the top. Carly back to Callie. Kennedy on the left wing, a three-pointer up. No good, and rebound Hughes for the Lady Panthers. They lead 13-12, 3 minutes 25 seconds left here in the quarter, and it'll be Hughes with the ball out at the top, dribbles into the lane, makes a move, tries to get the shot off, can't, tries to go inside, that didn't work. They kick it back out to Adria Miller for a two-pointer, and it's 15-12, Lady Panthers, just under 3 minutes now. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it across to Callie. She's out at the top of the key, dribbles to the right, gets it over to Carly. She dribbles into the lane to Kennedy. She goes into the lane, goes up and in past the defense. 15-14. Indians still trail, but by one now. 2:35 left here in quarter number two. Indians down a point, 15-14. Hughes with the ball. She'll hand it off to Miller. Miller drives in the lane and puts it up for two. And the lead back to three for the Lady Panthers, 17-14. Kennedy brings the ball up court. She goes in the lane, and she'll put one up, and that one is up and in. Kind of uncontested. She just drove in there, and nobody went after. So it's 17-16. Indians down two, just over 2 minutes here in quarter number two. And it'll be the Panthers. They get it out on the right wing. Shot up for three, no good. And battle for the rebound. Indians get it. Callie has it, goes ahead to Kennedy. She'll shoot a three. Oh, that looked pretty good. It's off. And rebound fought for. And they're going to call a foul on Sage. I thought that was going to be a jump ball, but the official was right there, and he called a foul. So it'll be the second team foul for the Indians. The only Indian in any kind of foul trouble is Kennedy Mullenkamp with two. We have two fouls for the quarter, and it looks like Parkway is going to take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at the Panther Gymnasium. I don't know if there's a name for it, but we're going to call it the Panther Gymnasium tonight. And I was looking on the roster for the Lady Panthers, and they have Naomi Kanapke, who is a freshman, and she is on the JV and varsity roster. And I look over and I see our old friend Josh Kanapke sitting over there. and he's here to see his daughter play. And I thought it probably was Jeremy's daughter, but it is Josh's daughter, because I haven't seen Jeremy tonight. But those guys live up here a little west of town, and each of them has a pretty nice farm up here and doing very well. We wish they were back down in Fort Recovery, but it's okay that they're up here making things better up here. So it'll be Panthers ball, and they're having a little trouble getting it across center court. I'd say they got to an 8 or 9 count. They got it across, and it's into Adrian Miller. She goes in, knocked away by the Indians. I don't know if you'd actually call that a shot or just knocked away. So just over a minute and a half, gets to Hughes. She dribbles across the key, goes to the right wing, tries to throw it inside, saved by one of the Lady Panthers. And Miller out on, excuse me, that's Paige Williamson out on the left key. She dribbles out the top of the key and tries to go into Adrian Miller at the foul line, and stolen away by McKenna, and she misses it. Kennedy with a rebound right there. So she had three defenders. McKenna had three defenders on her, and when the shot came off, it was right to Kennedy, and she put it in. And Indians now lead 18-17. Shot goes up and misses, and then the rebound is off of them. Our ball under their basket. And not sure, I think the one official was explaining something, but I didn't hear what it was. I thought maybe there's something else going on, but nothing serious. So Carly gets it into Kennedy. 50 seconds left here till halftime. Kennedy dribbles down to the corner. McKenna to Callie at the top of the key. And looked like she might have traveled, but they're calling a foul on Emery Temple. She's a 5'4 sophomore now in the game for the Lady Panthers. And that'll be the fourth foul on the Lady Panthers. Next one, if we get that far, would be a shooting foul. Carly will kick it into Kennedy under our basket. She turns and makes a nice move. Puts a one-hander up there, and the Indians' lead is now 20-17. We've scored 6 straight on them, and it'll be maybe 5 straight, but it'll be the Panthers. They put up a shot off the rim, a three-pointer. Rebound by the Panthers, 25 seconds. Try to put up a shot underneath, and they're going to call a foul on the Indians. Might be Carly. There are a bunch of Indians there. Yep, they're going to call that on Carly, and that is her first foul. And it will be, I believe that's Hughes. Yeah, Hughes is at the line. She has 5 points already. This one's up and in. And it is 20-18. Indians still with a 2-point lead. 23 seconds left here. Kennedy will come out with 2 fouls, and Bridget Homan will go back in. We'll have Kennedy sit out these last 23 seconds to make sure she didn't pick up her third foul. And the next one goes in. It's down to a 1-point lead for our Indians, 20-19. Under 20 seconds. Callie gets it across to Carly. And she'll kick it over to Callie on the right wing. Callie with a 3-pointer up, probably 22 or 23-foot shot. And it's 23-19, 5 seconds. Panthers have the ball. Makes a nice move going toward the basket. Does not go in. And that is the end of the first half. Indians lead 23-19. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. It's great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Welcome back to Panther Gymnasium, where the Indians lead 23-19. The lead did change a little bit there in the middle of the second quarter. I think the Panthers might have been up 3 points on our Indians. I believe it was 18-15 and maybe 17-14. I believe they were up three. And score now is 23-19, Indians in the lead. So here's some things coming up. Again, this is the first MAC game for either team. So, let me just confirm that because somebody, they might not. So the ones, Versailles starts their tournament early, so they always get a game in a week ahead of everybody else because they have to finish. They finish a week ahead of everybody else because their tournament starts earlier. So that is Marion Local and Versailles that played last week, and I don't know how that one went. So I believe Versailles won that if I remember correctly, but that isn't necessarily true. But anyway, so both teams just starting MAC play here in Parkway, coming in with a 2-1 record, and the Indians coming in with a 1-4 record, but playing pretty scrappy, and with a freshman starting and another one plays quite a bit, and they're kind of learning their roles. And if somebody's able to stop Callie from making shots, they have a chance of beating us. But if they can't stop her, that makes it really tough for them. But anyway, what we have coming up tomorrow night, the boys are going to host Parkway, and that'll be the boys' first MAC game, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and probably Jordan Winter, and we'll have our audio with the NFHS video. So if you have that, you'll be listening to us. You don't have to try to coordinate your NFHS video and the audio, because that's a hassle, but sometimes you have to do that, and that might be how it is here. I would assume that WRKD, they are broadcasting the game. I'm hoping that their audio is in with the NFHS video, but if not, then you're trying to coordinate us with the NFHS video. It can be done, but it isn't easy. So tomorrow night's going to be student appreciation night, so it's going to be all the students from kindergarten all the way through seniors get in at no charge, and there will be food, probably pizza. I think it's going to be pizza and probably some other things too, and they always have a couple of games and give away a lot of prizes, and I'm assuming they'll do the same thing they did last week with the girls, and somebody will walk out of there with $50 in cash in addition to probably a dozen other really nice gifts from merchants around town. So that's always a good time, and that's going to mean free pizza, going to be a lot of kids there, and the student body will be cranked up. So that's going to be good. Then on Saturday, we'll go down to Ansonia to play Coach Tony Overton's Tigers, and that'll be a WPGW broadcast, and we'll simulcast that on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the NFHS video will be available. So I don't know if the 97.5 the Tiger will be there, Scott Ward, but if they are, he probably will be tied in with the NFHS video. The NFHS video is really nice, but it's hard to watch if you don't have any play-by-play. So I'm hoping that they have something tied in with that, but they do have the NFHS video, so you can at least watch it and maybe try to coordinate with our audio. So anyway, that's what's coming up. And then just a quick little reminder without too many details, but next the week after Christmas, the 28th, that'll be a Thursday. That's going to be a big deal. That's the Battle of 119. So on Wednesday, I think St. Henry goes to Marion Local, and it is 7th grade through varsity, boys and girls playing all pretty much all day. I think it starts at 10 or 11 in the morning, and they'll be playing that at I believe, Marion Local. And then on Thursday, Marion Local comes to Fort Recovery, and it'll be the same thing, 7th grade all the way up through varsity, boys and girls playing all day. And that will also be the Traveling Tribes German Supper. And normally they serve from 4 to 6. Since there will be teams playing in other gyms and it's going to be a little goofy, they're going to start serving that at 2 o'clock. So if you really want to do something good, you can go in at 2 o'clock, get the German Supper, and go back at 6 o'clock and get another one. So probably most people won't do that, but it's sausage, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, applesauce, and a dinner roll, and I believe they have drinks available. So that's going to be a really nice thing there. So that'll be on the 28th, and then on the 29th, Fort Recovery will go to St. Henry for this Battle of 119. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be a combination of Marion Local, St. Henry, and Fort Recovery. Everybody plays the other one, and it's going to be pretty neat. First time we've ever done anything like that. People have been trying to figure out how to accomplish that over the years, but no time ever showed up. But now that the Coldwater Holiday Tournament doesn't exist anymore, or if it does, those local teams aren't involved anymore. They were finally able to make this happen, and they've been talking about it for a long time, but there was never any week or time when you could make it work. But and you know, between Christmas and New Year's is the perfect time. So we're going to give it a whirl this time and see how it goes. But I think it's going to be a good deal. So let's take another little break. There's about a minute and a half left till the third quarter. Indians lead 23-19, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great.
We had some technical problems with our recording device for our archives starting right before the beginning of the second half. It took a while to get it straightened out. We were able to get it fixed before the end of the game, and we now join the broadcast late in the fourth quarter.
Occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Panther Gymnasium. 26.5 seconds left. Indians lead 36-30. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go to the line for another foul shot here. I believe she leads all scorers with 13, and she's looking to get to number 14 here for her. She's had a very nice game. Several of our Indians have played very well today. Well, this one's up and off the back of the rim, and Sage Leuthold with a rebound gets it back out to McKenna, and she'll try to get it to Kennedy, and of course they foul her as quickly as they can. 21.8, and McKenna will go to the line. Again, Indians lead 36-30, and McKenna will shoot. Every foul for the Lady Panthers is a shooting foul now. McKenna's first one up, and good. I believe she is now 4 for 5 and has one more. 4 for 5 from the foul line, I believe. I think she's missed one. And she'll have the next one up. That one's off the back of the rim. Carly with a great rebound. Back out to Callie Wendell. And she'll be fouled. 17.5. Callie has 10. Looking to make it 12 if she can get both of these in. And she's a very good foul shooter. She's a good shooter from anywhere. So see how this goes. 17.5. Indians now lead by 7, 37-30. Callie's first one is up and short. So she's missed a couple tonight short. So that to me, that means this one's going right in the dead center of the basket without touching the rim, just net. So we'll see how this goes. She gets the ball back. A couple of dribbles. One more for good measure. That's up and in. So it's 38-30, 17.5, and it is Williamson with the shot. That's up. And they did what they needed to do, get a shot up quick and a three-pointer. It didn't go. They get the rebound back after stealing. We got the rebound. They stole it from us. So they miss. Carly gets the rebound, and they walk away and let her dribble it out. Final score, 38-30. And we'll be back in just a minute and kind of go over what we can come up with here. Be back in just a little bit.
You have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work. Wayne IGA knows that the holiday season can be a very busy time, and it can be a challenge to find the time to make a good meal for your family. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back to Panther Gymnasium, where the Lady Indians come away with a 37-30 victory, I believe it was. And so we'll kind of go over unofficial scoring. It's what I was able to get off of the scoreboard, which is at least pretty close to being correct. I didn't get the halftime score, but I believe the Indians were up 4. First quarter, Indians led 10-8. We were down 6-2 and scored 8 straight points on them, and then they scored another basket toward the end of the first quarter to make the score 10-8. Then the Indians outscored them, I believe, by 2 or 3 points in the second quarter, and I believe it was 25-20, but I'm not 100% certain on that. Third quarter was not a whole bunch of points, and Indians led at the end of 3, 29-24, and at the end of the game, 37-30 victory for our Lady Indians to put them at 2-4 for the season. And the Lady Panthers, from what I can tell, go to 2-2 on the season. So for the Parkway Lady Panthers, Adria Miller, the 5'7 junior, led them with 11 points. And Megan Hughes had 9. Paige Williamson had 6. There are several with not very many points. And then for the Lady Indians, it was Kennedy Mullenkamp leading the Indians with 13 points. Callie Wendell had 11. She had two or three threes in the first half, which and then they kind of shut her down. She did well with handling the ball and defense, but she did not score much in the second half. I believe just 2 foul shots is what she had, but still played a great game. Carly Niekamp had 6. McKenna Hillskamp had 6. Sage Luthold had 2. And I believe a couple other girls got a point or two here and there. But I think we got a very good effort from our kids tonight. And we're finally starting to figure out who we are and how we do things. And again, if you can get Callie open for a couple of shots, she's just going to make them. And that was part of when we went from down 4 at the beginning of the game to leading at the end of the first quarter and leading by a little bit more at halftime. So that was important for us. And then the rest of the time, it was a bunch of scrapping by both teams. Just a fun game to watch. It looks like we had some trouble back at the studio. I don't know how much of the game got recorded, but I was able to look back and get things started. We have about the last maybe minute on the scoreboard, but that was when it really got exciting because they were down to 3 or 4 points. Indians were only 3 or 4 points ahead with a minute left, and were able to make some foul shots when the Lady Panthers were fouling us to try to get us to miss some so they could get rebounds. So everything kind of went our way that last minute, and that's really good. The girls worked hard to make that happen, and we things looked really good today, I thought, against a pretty good team here. So one thing that we have a really good freshman that's McKenna Hillskamp, that's just really good handling the ball and can shoot and make moves inside, and that's really good. And so she's going to, over the next 4 years, she's going to be fighting Megan Hughes, who's 5'10", and and handles the ball like she's 5'4". And she's just a really good, strong player, smart, and not surprising with her dad being the boys' coach and mom being Lynn Benn, player of the year once or twice in her high school career. Just an outstanding player. So, again, Indians come away with a nice victory tonight, 37-30 over the Lady Panthers. Tomorrow night, the boys will host the Panthers, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. And the audio will also be heard on the NFHS video. And it'll be Student Appreciation Night with free pizza, I think, definitely free food. All the kids from kindergarten through seniors get in at no charge. And there's all kinds of door prizes and games where they can win some money or some good prizes. And I'm assuming they're going to do the same thing as they did with the girls' game, by giving away to one of the fans $50 in cash. So that's going to be a good one tomorrow night at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Then Saturday we go down and visit our old pal Tony Overton down at Ansonia. His boys will be welcoming us in there, and that'll be a WPGW broadcast. We'll simulcast that on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the NFHS video will be available, but I don't know if there's audio with it. So again, that's kind of how that goes. Want to thank all of our sponsors, thank all of you for listening, and wishing the Indians Lady Indians good luck next week with their games leading into Christmas. And so we'll see how that all goes. But the Indians are going to spend the weekend with a victory under their belt. So that's a really good thing. I want to thank our sponsors, the Brick Street Tavern, Hull Brothers, BU Apparel, Wayne IGA, Miracle Lanes, Wrangler Hardware, Cooper Farms, K&L Tractor Sales, Kalp Pharmacy, Tin Cupboard, Hastings Auto Sales, CSG Consulting, Fort Camp Excavating, Fort Recovery Insurance, B&D Contracting, Fort Site Fuel, and a new one now for us is Strolls Appliances from Portland. They want to be over here supporting our Indians and our broadcasts and all of our other local businesses. So I want to thank them for being on board. We'll see you tomorrow night and then again on Saturday for boys games. Sponsors have been good. We appreciate our sponsors and our listeners, and want to thank you for listening. See you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.